Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 11. In the previous Mishnah, we saw that you're not allowed to roast meat on a fire on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. And the reason for that we saw is because we're scared that a person, Shema Yechata, maybe they'll come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. And that's prohibited, therefore you're not allowed to have meat that's still cooking unless it's already sufficiently roasted. Similarly, the Mishnah says like this, Mishal Shlinas HaPesach B'tanur Im Chashecha. One may lower the Paschal lamb, the carbon Pesach, the lamb of Pesach, b'tanur, into a specific oven, imchashecha, as it gets dark. In those days, they had a special type of oven, which was almost like a pot, and they would put the whole sheep, whole lamb, inside of it. So if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to lower this sheep of the carbon Pesach. There's a spit that's inside of it into the mouth of this oven, even very near to when it gets dark, so that it should roast and you can eat it that night for your Seder. Now, why isn't there an issue of Shema Yechata? Maybe you're going to stoke the coals, the flame underneath it, to make sure it cooks properly. The reason for that is because the Karban Pesach was brought b'chabura, was brought in a group of people, and they're all waiting for the Karban Pesach to be done, so they'll remind one another if they see someone about to stoke the coals. They'll be like, what do you mean? It's Shabbos. You can't do that. Similarly, Machizin Esaur, you're allowed to add twigs or kindle right near Shabbos, b'meduras beis hamoiked, in the fire in the beis hamikdash, that was in the azara, in the courtyard of the beis hamikdash, that was called beis hamoiked. You know that in order to do avodah, to do service in the beis hamikdash, the kohanim had to walk on the bare floor, barefoot. It was a cold stone floor, and they were cold, so there was a special flame that used to burn in one of the mishkos, in one of the offices, in the azara, in the courtyard of the beis hamikdash. Now the Mishnah says that before Shabbos, it's permissible for a person to start lighting a fire, even though the whole fire hasn't taken hold yet. We're not scared that the fellow is going to try to stoke it up or make the fire spread, because the Gemara says that Kohanim is reason him. Kohanim are more meticulous, particularly about the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. They're careful, they're very scrupulous, and they won't come to do something they're not supposed to do. Ubagvulin, however, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to light a big fire on Erev Shabbos, unless there's time, kedei shetechos ha'arba ruban, that the fire should spread to the majority of the wood that's inside of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, bapechamin, when you're dealing with coals, kolshu, even if the fire has taken hold of even a small amount of the coals, the halacha is that it's permissible because the fire, the heat spreads in those coals themselves, and there's no gezer, the chacham didn't make a decree of shema yechata, maybe one will come to stoke it up. Just an introduction to the next parak, the chapter 2. This is the parak called Bamem Adlikin. What can we kindle with? And actually this parak is well known because the custom is that Nusach Ashkenaz says this chapter after Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, before Baruch Hu, we say this whole chapter of Bamem Adlikin. It's going to talk about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neru Shabbos, of lighting the Shabbos candles. The Gemara teaches us Hadlakas Ner Shabbos Chova, that lighting Shabbos candles is obligatory. And Chazal teach us it's part of Kavod Shabbos, it's part of the honor of Shabbos, that if it's not light where a person is, so everyone's not in such a good spirit, they don't have the same shalom bayis, they don't have the same peace in the home, and therefore there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation for Hadlakas Neru Shabbos. And we'll see Mitzvah Shem in the upcoming Mishnah that there's very specific types of wicks and kindle that a person can use in order to fulfill this wonderful mitzvah. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day and a great rest of your week.